This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Saurya Airlines aircraft crashes during takeoff at Tribhuvan International Airport, killing 18 people. Government forms five-member probe commission to investigate the plane crash. Government to provide monetary relief to families of disappeared persons in rain-induced disasters and 25 migrants dead in Mauritania shipwreck. Now, the news in detail. A total of 18 people lost their lives in Saudi Airlines plane crash in Kathmandu yesterday. The Pokhara-bound aeroplane with call sign 9NAME met with an accident during the takeoff at the Tribhuvan International Airport. There were 19 passengers on board, including crew members. The rescue team successfully rescued one of the pilots of the plane alive, and he is receiving treatment at Kathmandu-based KMC Hospital. The aircraft was flying to Pokhara with staff and technicians for regular maintenance. Tribhuvan International Airport was shut in the aftermath of the crash. Tribhuvan International Airport General Manager Jagannath Nirola said the domestic and international flights were resumed after 2 hours of the incident. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli visited Tribhuvan International Airport to take stock of the crash. Prior to Prime Minister Oli's visit, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Pandey and State Affairs Committee President Ramhari Khatioda reached the accident site for inspection. In the meantime, the government has formed a five-member probe commission to investigate the Saurya Airlines plane crash. The emergency meeting of the cabinet held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers formed the probe commission under the coordination of former Director General of Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Ratish Chandralal Suman. Talking to media persons after the cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and communication minister Prithivi Subba Gurung said the probe commission has been mandated to submit a report on the crash with the suggestions within 45 days. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also decided that the airline companies must carry out technical inspection of their aircraft before flights under the supervision of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal. Communication Minister Gurung added that the government decided to lower the national flag half-mast today to mourn those who lost their lives in the crash. On a different note, the government has decided to provide monetary relief to families of disappeared persons in rain-induced disasters. Sharing decisions of the cabinet meetings held on different dates, Communication Minister Gurung said the families of persons disappearing for 10 days would be provided with the same relief amount being given to the families of the deceased persons. Likewise, the government has decided to wipe out one of the nagging problems in cities, street children, in a year. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication Prithivi Subba Gurung shared that the cabinet meeting decided to ensure cities are free of street children by mid-July next year. Similarly, the government is installing floodlight to meet the international standard of the Kirtipur-based TU cricket ground and parapet would be constructed within 300 days. Likewise, the proposals forwarded to the Council of Ministers are under consideration at various committees under the Council of Ministers have been retracted to the originating ministries. Moreover, Lila Devi Gartola has been assigned as the acting Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal. Furthermore, the government has paid tribute to all the known and unknown martyrs who played a role in the establishment of democracy. President Ramchandra Paudil has called for working together to build a prosperous Nepal by institutionalizing the Federal Democratic Republic. Addressing the award distribution ceremony organized by the Bhimsen Thapa Memorial Foundation at the President's office in Chitral Diwas yesterday, President Paudil said Nepal, which is diverse in ethnicity, cultures and traditions, should stand together for national unity. Remembering that Bhimsen Thapa's contribution was significant for the independence and integrity of Nepal, President Paudil stressed the need to spread the message that Nepal has always been independent by globalizing the history of Nepal. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deuba says discussions are underway on the modality of the operation and implementation of the BRI projects. Responding to the queries raised by the lawmakers in the meeting of the National Affairs, International Affairs and Tourism Committee of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Deoba said the government of Nepal has already signed the framework document for the implementation of the project under BRI, but no decisions have been made in its modality. She added that the government would hold intensive discussions with all the sides on the BRI. A special vaccination campaign against polio has been rolled out in all three districts of the Kathmandu Valley since yesterday. Chief of the Child Health and Immunization Section of the Department of Health Service of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Abhiyan Gautam, said an immunization drive has been launched after the detection of polio virus in a sample of water taken from the confluence of the Tukucha Rivulet and Bagmati River at Tiku, Kathmandu. According to Dr. Gautam, health workers and women community health volunteers will administer the OPV to newborns and children below 5 years. The immunization program will run till July 27th. 280,000 children will be administered the OPV under the special immunization campaign. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. According to European Climate Change Service, the record for the world's hottest day has tumbled twice in a week. EU's climate monitor said the earth withered through a second straight day of record-breaking heat on July 22nd, as large parts of Europe, Asia and North America suffered blistering temperatures. Climate change is driving up global temperatures as greenhouse gas emissions released when humans burn fossil fuels warm the Earth's atmosphere. The naturally occurring climate phenomenon El Nino has also added heat to the climate in the first 6 months of this year, but its effects have now waned. Extreme heat is a serious health hazard, with thousands of deaths yearly attributed to high temperatures. Climate change is causing longer, stronger and more frequent extreme weather events like heat waves and floods, and this year has been marked by major disasters across the globe. Mauritania's news agency has said 25 migrants have been killed in a shipwreck off the coast of Mauritania, with dozens missing. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, said that more than 190 people were still missing and the rescue operation was underway to recover the people. The IOM said around 300 people had boarded a wooden pirogue boat in Gambia and spent 7 days at sea before the boat capsized on July 22nd. The IOM said many migrants were seeking to reach the Canary Islands, located off the coast of Morocco. The route from West Africa to the Spanish territory is one of the world's deadliest. According to a charity, more than 5,000 migrants were killed trying to reach Spain by sea in the first 5 months of 2024. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali, Sudarpashchim province and at few places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated in its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30 degrees Celsius with 24.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Saurya Airlines aircraft crashes during takeoff at Tribhuvan International Airport, killing 18 people. Government forms 5-member probe commission to investigate the crash. Government to provide monetary relief to families of disappeared persons in rain-induced disasters and 25 migrants dead in Mauritania shipwreck. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.